Hello, today the church celebrates Wednesday of the fifth week in ordinary time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Mark chapter 7, verses 14 to 23. Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from the outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile." When he got home away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart but the stomach, and passes out into the latrine?" Thus he declared all foods clean. But what comes out of the man, that is what defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The human heart has traditionally been seen as a symbol of love. But in the Gospel passage today, Jesus presents a different perspective. He states that the human heart is the source of evil intentions that cause harm and destruction to others. The heart represents a person's innermost core, which can possess both light and darkness. It can be a reservoir for good or a channel for evil. In the Christian faith, the Sacred Heart of Jesus is a powerful image that embodies the selfless love of God. It was an image that was prominent in my home while growing up and continues to be so today. This love was fully revealed in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, and it is a creative and life-giving force. Our calling as Christians is to strive for hearts that reflect, to some degree, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We must aim to have an inner core that participates in God's inner core. This great vision of our calling is beautifully captured in the prayer, "Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in us the fire of your love."